In the season just before winter, the unmarried gopi girls of Vrindavana began a special vow. For one full month, they worshipped goddess Katyayani early each morning. After bathing in the Yamuna, they molded a deity of the goddess from the river sand, offered prayers, flowers, and incense, and sang of Krishna's pastimes. Their desire was pure and clear. They prayed that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaja, would become their husband. Day after day they kept the vow, rising before sunrise, walking together to the river with linked hands, and placing their hearts before the Lord without pride. Krishna, who knows the minds of his devotees, understood their longing. He is Yogeshvara, the master of all mystic power, and he wished to bless them according to their sincerity. At the end of a month, on the final day of the vow, Krishna appeared near the Yamuna with his friends. While the girls were still bathing and worshipping, he collected their garments from the riverbank and climbed into a nearby kadamba tree. With a gentle smile, he called to them, asking them to come and receive their clothes. The girls, still in the water among the lotuses and reeds, felt cold and shy. They appealed to him with loving words. He was the dear son of Nanda, respectable and beloved by all the cowherd people, and they asked him to return their garments so they would not suffer in the chill. They spoke as his eternal servants, ready to follow his order. Yet they begged him to be kind and not make them ashamed before their friends. Krishna continued his playful instruction until the girls showed complete surrender and humility. He reminded them that he knew their hearts and that false pride has no place in the service of the Supreme Lord. Pleased by their simple purity and their obedience offered out of love for him, he returned their garments one after another. He told them he knew why they had worshipped goddess Katyayani, and he approved their desire when it was centered on him. He promised that in the next autumn season they would meet him, and their longing would be fulfilled in his divine arrangement. In this way he accepted their month of vow and answered their hearts without harshness. Later, Krishna sat with his cowherd boyfriends in the shade of trees and became very happy. He addressed his friends by name, Stoka Krishna, Viruthapa, Bhadrasena, Sudama, Subala, and others, and asked them to look at the most fortunate trees of Vrindavana. Those trees, he taught, dedicate their lives to the welfare of others. Individually they tolerate hurricanes, torrents of rain, scorching heat, and piercing cold, yet they carefully relieve fatigue and give shelter. They are like noble charitable persons who never deny help to one who approaches. No one is refused shade by these trees. They supply leaves, flowers, fruit, shade, roots, bark, fragrance, and fuel wood. They are a perfect example of a noble life, sacrificing body, mind, activity, intelligence, and words for the welfare of all living entities. Thus the Supreme Lord walked on the bank of the Yamuna, touching leaves, fruits, flowers, and twigs, and praising the glorious service of the trees. He taught his friends that true greatness is found in giving shelter and benefit to others, not in taking only for oneself. Then he allowed the cows to drink the cool, clear water of the Yamuna. Being fatigued from play and from the morning's journey, the cowherd boys, Krishna and Balarama, also drank. The morning continued in peaceful friendship by the river, and the boys remembered how the Lord blesses sincere vows and teaches charity through even the silent trees of Vrindavana.